It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. And I'm joined now by Valerie Richardson, Washington Times reporter, that has a front page story today. They really, really like Obama, but not sure they'll back him. Hello, Valerie. How are you?
Well, I'm good. How are you, Andy?
I'm just fine. So people like Barack Obama personally, but they may not support him.
Yeah, I think that one of his strongest traits as a candidate is he is just seen as a very likable guy. His likable numbers have consistently exceeded those of Mitt Romney. Right now they're hanging in around, I think, 49-48%, which, considering the state of the economy, is pretty darn good. It does seem like people are able to separate how they feel about him as a person from how they feel maybe about the direction of the nation or the direction of the economy right now.
Yeah. You know, at last week's Republican National Convention in Tampa, more than one speaker referred to him as a good guy, family man, but a bad president. I think Marco Rubio is the one that really brought that to light on the final evening.
Right. I remember that. Yes. They clearly had a strategy on the Republican side, which was, you know, bashing Obama with personal attacks is probably going to lose us more votes than it gains us. It sounds like what their strategy was we have to somehow separate the fact that people like him from the job he's doing as a president and make it seem like it's okay to like the guy, but just feel like he's not the one that we want to be our president. That seemed to come through in a number of their speeches.
Yeah. Now, you tell the story of a woman who actually went to school with him, right? She liked him, but she doesn't support him. Is that what I get from that?
Yeah, Betsy Livingston. She went to high school with him. Actually, I think they started attending school together in sixth grade at the Ponahu School in Hawaii. And she thought he was a nice guy. He always said hi to her. They weren't, you know, they didn't hang around in the same circles, but they were friendly. He signed her yearbook, and she just basically said, you know, you won't hear me bashing him because I know him and I like him. But at the same time, she's supporting Mitt Romney. She's doing what I think a lot of Republican strategists are hoping voters can do, which was to make the decision that I like the president. He's a good guy as a neighbor, as a friend. But he's not somebody that I feel is doing a good enough job of running the country.
Yeah. You also mentioned that cool vibe, if you will, from 4 years ago has faded somewhat.
Yeah, it does seem like people are maybe getting a little it does seem like his favorability has dropped from where it was in terms of it was sky high in 2008 when he was elected. And he was, you know, really had people just completely in his corner. And I think with the benefit of 3 years hindsight, people are also kind of thinking now, well, you know, I still like him. He's like a good guy, but I don't know that he knows what he's doing on the economy. I don't know that he's doing the best in terms of our relationship with Israel. They're starting to be able to separate, I think, a little bit of his job from what they feel about him.
Yeah. How important is likability overall in an election? Does it play a role?
Well, I would think that strategists would tell you that, yes, it definitely plays a role. It can play a huge role. I mean, if you like a candidate, you know, that's half the battle right there. I think if you look at Bush and Kerry, Kerry consistently was seen as less likable than Bush. And they a lot of people think that might have been the all it took to kind of doom him a little bit in that race. I think Gore was also seen as less likable than Bush. Bush's likability, you know, got him through two pretty close races. Clinton was likable to the voters. Ronald Reagan was likable. These were people that were able to use that likability and parlay that into votes. But I think that what's going to be very interesting with Obama is I don't know that we've seen somebody at this point running for president, either, you know, for the first time or as for re-election, whose job performance ratings and his likability have been so divergent. In other words, can people decide they like a guy and also vote him out of office? I mean, that's going to be something of a first.
Yeah, that's very interesting. It really is. You had mentioned some polling information early on in the interview here, but do we have polling information on Obama versus Romney and the likability factor? And did Romney's likability numbers increase after last week?
Romney's likability numbers did increase. He did get a bump after that. There was a group called Resurgent Republic that did some polling and released it at the convention. I think this was a Republican-backed group. And they had him pretty close. They had Romney being somewhere at 50% likable and Obama being at something like 52%. That's probably as close as anyone's gotten it. I think the other numbers, it seems to be more in the line of Obama's, his likability number is somewhere around 49-50, whereas Romney is more like in the low 40s. But Romney, at the beginning of this race, at the beginning of the year, he was in the 30s. So he's come up at least 10 points. It does seem like the longer people see him and the more they get to know him, but they do seem to like him better. But Obama already had that coming in, so that's going to be something that obviously the Romney camp's going to need to work on.
Yeah. If the likable guy normally wins, then this could be a very strange election after all, couldn't it?
to imagine a guy who's very likable winning it, despite the fact that, you know, people are calling this the worst economy since the Great Depression, that would be something new for the political science manuals.
Yeah, try to explain that to the kids coming into school.
Right.
All right, well, listen, folks, check it out. It's in today's Washington Times front page. They really, really like Obama, but not sure they'll back him, and it's by Valerie Richardson. Valerie, thanks for joining me this afternoon. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks, Andy.
It is 426, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT.